Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Angela. This is Mike Cochran. I just talked to Vicki and just wanted to basically say you have one hell of an employee with her. I thought I'd at least mention that she did a great job. And I was basically warning the kind of the company policies of what they're doing. I'm sorry, somebody better be ready to check into it, because the one credit card was not even authorized to build. I built it under two different names. That's why I didn't catch it first. And she took care of that. But in the original, I've recounted every day. The counter didn't say anything about canceling in 14 days. It actually didn't say anything about handling either. And basically, they're billing for two different companies. On the credit card, it's not authorized. It's an unauthorized, basically theft. $50 and over, it's a felony. So somebody better really check on what they're doing.
Right,
and I'm
so
just saying, but Vicki's done a great job.
That it was under once the trial phase expires. Can you please verify your address before?
Sure. 12119 Beckford Estates Drive, Maryland Heights, Missouri 60043.
All right, thank you so much.
But she's taking care of it, and it's all taken care of now.
You have full refunds on both the charges.
Yes.
As a courtesy refund, but when you're on the website, it does give you a set of terms and conditions that it requires that you check the box saying that you've read and agreed to it. It advises the customer to call us before that trial expires and cancel.
I looked through it. I did not see it unless it's hidden someplace else. I did not see it in there. And also, when it was billed out, it was not billed under the name. It was in the website. It was billed under two different names, not one. So I didn't see the original other charge, but it billed. There are two different names, two different companies. I didn't make two orders.
Payment,
they were
it's payment gateways, two different payment gateways. I understand what you're saying, but those
they should get that changed, because the way it looks like for any lawyer would look at it, it's going to say basically two different companies bill there, and there was only one order. Therefore, they're billing unauthorized billing.
All right.
And I'm just trying to get a fair one. No, I just want to basically tell Vicki did a great job. And I wanted to thank you for her, and basically just give a warning to whoever can pass up the line that, you know, they have a problem. Because I was ready to go.
The charges?
I'm sorry?
Have you disputed the charges?
I have not with credit card yet. Being they're refunded, I will not do so. I was in the process, but luckily they have a long line to dispute charges. So I didn't have time to wait for them this morning.
Okay.
So I did not with the credit card company, and that only reason was not that I wouldn't do it, because I would have, but they make it difficult because in coronavirus times, their line is forever long, and they didn't answer that, and they gave another line to call, and blah 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 blah. You go through this rigmarole and that rigmarole to get there. That's all.
All right.
But I just want to be fair, and I appreciate that. That would be fair, and basically let somebody know, one, that Vicki did a great job, and two, that the way they're doing things is definitely a lawyer's dream. So just a fair warning is all. That's all. Thank you very much for your
You're
time.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer
Thank
support.
You. Bye.
Bye-bye.